מועד קוטן, פרק בייס, משנה בייס. וכן מי שאייני בתוך הבול, ואירוי איבל אי אוינס, אי שיתו פועלם, the same thing that we had before. He has ייני בתוך הבול, and again, it's beer, and they put it בתוך הבול, but למייסה, then what you have to do is you have to take it out of the bol, and you have to put it into chovius. If you just leave it in the bol, it's going to turn, it's going to spoil, it's going to turn to vinegar. So he had it over there. Ve'iroi evel ha'inus hishitu po'elim. Now he's left high and dry. Zoylev v'goyme v'gof k'darko divri Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds. He's allowed to finish off the process since it's considered davar ovid. Rabbi Yehuda oimer oisel le'limudim. What he does is he makes protectors. He makes boards made of wood. And he covers over the wine this way; it shouldn't spoil. But shvul shalei achmetz, in order that it shouldn't turn to chaimetz, it shouldn't turn to vinegar. Now, l'chayr, it's the same machloikis. Why does the Mishnah have to say it again? One time the gabi shemen in Mishnah Aleph, and one time the gabi yayin in Mishnah Beis. And the Gemara goes to a cheshbin that shemen is more yoker, so mel is more chash, and maybe by yayin, maybe over there he's machmir because the hefzer of the yayin is not so much. By shemen, you are mutter, so I could see how the tzrichas are going from two directions. What's also interesting is that the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Reb Yehuda, who's the machmir, is the first in the Mishnah. Reb Yosi Oimer, Reb Yosi is choylik, and he's the mekel. V'chein, the Mishnah sets up divrei Reb Yosi, he's the machmir. So Taisa says it's just a function of the style of the Mishnah, since the Mishnah is veer and the Mishnah has to say over another case. So the Mishnah puts Rabbi Yosi first because he was already holding the sheet to Rabbi Yosi. Mishnah Gimel, Machnas Odom Peirois of Pnei Aganovim. A person is allowed to take in Peirois that are outside. They put out Peirois outside for storage, for drying out. Taking them in, they were heavy sacks. It's a Tircha Meruba. It's a Stamazoi, it wouldn't be Mutter. The problem is only if a person is in a situation where he's choshev bnei aganovim, he's allowed to. V'sholeh pishtonim min ha-mishnah, the same idea, he's allowed to take pishton out of, it was soaked in a vat. V'shul sholeh toivat, it's going to go bad. You have the same case we talked about before. Hiteo poyalim, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia talks about if a person's in the middle of the job, because of that he has to his workers leave, and he has to hire other workers for much money, he's allowed to take them off the salary of the first workers. Over there, it's called sholeh pishtonim. He's not allowed to set it up that it will be done on Moed. It's Taka Teicha Meruba, it's only Mutal Tzdova Ovid. The Mishnah adds over here an important klal. If he was over on this halacha, and he set it up that it should be done on Chol HaMoed, there's no heter, even B'mokim Hefzid. The Lashon of the way the Rav says it is, Bezdin Ma'avdin Oysen Momen V'Oysen Oysen Hefker. Should be lost. Let the money be lost.